Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 12th of March. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3733. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, hit and run, motorcycle, boating, slip and fall, I send you to where you're going to get the compensation you deserve, and you're going to get treated like family. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Good to have you aboard here on a Tuesday. Today's show, I got to catch a flight, all right? So today's show may be a little bit shorter than normal. We're not going to be able to do a show tomorrow because I'm going to be in New York, but then we'll be back at it on Thursday. Thursday's show will come at you in the evening, but I'm getting back on Thursday. I'm going to be in New York for a couple days. We're going to a Barrett Sports Media Summit, so we'll be up there in New York City, gonna have a good time there, so that's why today's show coming at you a little bit shorter than normal, and why there won't be a show tomorrow, but like I said, we'll be back at it on Thursday. I like keeping everybody informed, alright? This is a show of honesty, so we let you know what's going on right at the top of the show. I'll tell you what else is going on, and that's BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs. That includes pro and college hoops throughout the year. And with up-to-the-minute odds, stats, trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here. All right. So here's where we'll start today. And yesterday was lousy. There's no other way to put it. The first thing I want to say, and then we'll get to the stuff that happened last night. I think it's important to note, if you're a Dolphin fan, it's okay to be upset about what took place yesterday. Don't let media members or whoever tell you, it's okay, calm down, Chris Greer has a plan. They know what they're doing. Too much money, this, that, compensation picks. Who the fuck cares? All right. If you're a Dolphin fan, you're allowed to be upset yesterday. You don't have to have all this foresight and understand what Chris Greer is doing. You're allowed to be irrational. That's part of being a fan. You're invested in this team. And yesterday, however you want to spin it, it doesn't matter what the finances were. The bottom line was the Dolphins lost good players yesterday. And if the Dolphins lose good players yesterday, then yesterday's a shit day. So it's okay if your reaction to losing all of those players wasn't a pleasant experience. You're allowed to feel that way, all right? So don't let any media folks... And by the way, from what I could tell, it looks like most media people down here, you know, thought yesterday was a shit day. And that's okay. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not allowed to behave like a fan on a day yesterday. The Dolphins lost good players, and that's never a good thing. So that's first things first. That makes no sense. Let's get to what happened last night. So, real quick, just a couple things to mention from last night, the NBA. The Suns beat the Cavaliers 117-111. Kevin Durant had 37 points. The Suns look like they're starting to get going. I'm not a believer. I don't believe in Kevin Durant. So, we'll see once the playoffs roll around. And you had the Mavs who beat the Bulls 127-92. Why is that a big deal? Luka Doncic, for the seventh consecutive game, a triple-double. 27 points, 12 rebounds, 14 assists. It snaps a stretch of five straight where it was 35-point triple-doubles, six straight where it was 30-point triple-doubles. So he had just a measly, normal triple-double of 27 points, 12 rebounds, and 14 assists. It does feel like Luka Doncic is making his play for MVP. It has a feel to it where you remember Russell Westbrook, when he won the MVP with the Thunder, it was a Thunder team that I think was sixth in the West. He had all the triple doubles and he won MVP. This has a similar feel to it. The Mavericks are like 7-8 in the West and Doncic every single night is an MVP. It feels like he's making his case. So that right there is a little bit of what happened last night. All right. So yeah, first things first, Dolphins. And then first, let's see what happened last night. And now first, let's get back to the Dolphins. So today is Tuesday, which means we're going to have Twitter Jam. That's coming up. Now look, I shouldn't say I was upset yesterday. Upset's not the right way to put it. The Dolphins have not been an emotional investment for me in many years. I gave that up a long time ago. Thank you, God. I gave that up a long time ago. But that's also why I tell the Dolphin fans who are upset about yesterday, yesterday was not a day that you had to be rational. Fans invest a lot of time, emotion, and money into their favorite team. And yesterday, the Dolphins lost good players. You're allowed to be upset about that. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not upset because I don't get emotional about the Dolphins like that. My point yesterday, and I got a lot of pushback, and I also got a lot of people who agreed with me. But my point yesterday with Christian Wilkins, who we knew they were going to lose. I was holding out hope up until a few days ago. I was holding out hope that they were going to be able to work it out with him. Once Chris Jones signed that new deal, and especially once he signed it before free agency started yesterday with the legal tampering window opening up, that's when you knew the Dolphins had no chance at Christian Wilkins, because all those teams who were hoping to spend their money or at least have a crack at Chris Jones, they were going to spend big. They were going to offer a ton of money to Christian Wilkins, which we already know now based on not coming up with a deal at the beginning of last season and based on not even being willing to franchise tag him. Christian Wilkins, once Chris Jones signed that deal, Christian Wilkins was gone. So we knew yesterday was going to happen. So not surprised that Christian Wilkins left. But my point has been the same here when it comes to Christian Wilkins. I get not wanting to pay a defensive tackle the money that Christian Wilkins got. I question the strategy. And the strategy that I'm talking about is 5 years ago in the 2019 draft. Would it have been 2019 draft? The 2020 draft? Whatever. I don't know. 5 years ago when they drafted Christian Wilkins, that was the start of the rebuild. If I remember correctly, that was the first draft that, like, it had Chris Greer's hands all over it. It was the first one where the draft was solely his, right? Right after, I guess, right when they moved on from Tannenbaum, if I got my timing right. Anyway, I do know it was the start of the rebuild. And the start of the rebuild, they decided to get what they believe was a core member, a foundational piece to their defense, Christian Wilkins. High character guy, heart and soul turns out to be of that defensive line, who's going to help get this team on the right track. And he did that. But my point is, you know, I've always contended Jake Long, former number one overall pick for the Dolphins back in 2008. He was a bust. He was a bust. He had good years. He had a couple good years with the Dolphins. He had a couple injury-riddled years with the Dolphins. But if after his first contract, if you select him, forget first overall, if you select him in the first round and you choose not to sign him to a second contract, to me, that's a bust. And that was the Dolphins flat out choosing. It's not like they got outbid by someone else. They chose to let him go because of the injuries. To me, that's a bust. If you select a guy first overall, that should be a foundational piece, a franchise guy for the next dozen years. That's a bust if you don't want to keep him. They didn't want to keep Jake Long. Bust. Now, Christian Wilkins is not a bust because they chose not to pay him. He was worth it. They wanted to keep him. They wanted to keep him at their price. And that's where I question the strategy. Because if you select a guy in the first round, and then he is good enough after that rookie contract to command so many dollars that it becomes too rich for your blood, what are you drafting him for in the first place? If he's commanding this type of contract, that means you made a great pick. That means he was worth that first round pick. That means that would be a guy who you want to remain as a foundational member, as a core piece of your defense. So what was the point in drafting him if when he becomes worth it, you don't want to keep him? Now, someone said, now I understand not wanting to pay defensive tackle premier position money, unless your name's Aaron Donald, unless your name's Chris Jones. I agree with that. That's why I question drafting a defensive tackle in that spot. Now, someone brought up a good question to me yesterday on Twitter. Zaslow, if that's the case, are you never supposed to draft anything but one of the premier positions? Pass rusher, cover corner, left tackle, quarterback? Are you supposed to only draft those positions in the first round? No, it's not absolute. But when you're rebuilding, which is what the Dolphins were in that spot, I would like to think that the guy you select there, because if you're rebuilding, realistically, 3, 4, maybe 5 years from now is when it's going to be winning time. So why would you select a player at the start of that rebuild that you wouldn't want to keep once it's winning time? So there's that. But also as far as not drafting that position in the first round, if you're a team that's ready to win, usually, you know, last half of the first round, if you're a team that's ready to win, you draft the best player available. You plug them in, and hopefully on this rookie contract, 4 years, 5 years, if you're a team that's ready to win, that first round pick is a guy who helps you along the way. So it's not absolute. But if you're rebuilding, I don't understand selecting a player or a player at a position like defensive tackle who, once the rebuild is complete and it's winning time, you let walk. You know, and some people are like, it's not bad. They get a third round compensatory pick out of it. Hold on a second. You turned a first round pick into no playoff wins and a third round pick. That's a good deal? It's not a good deal. It was a waste. It was a waste. It's not a waste if you keep that guy and he continues to be part of the team. Otherwise, yeah, like, yes, Christian Wilkins gave them 4 years, 5 years, whatever it was, good years. But it didn't amount to anything. It didn't mean anything. They didn't do any winning. They're in a position now where it's time to do winning. But I understand, you know, Zaslow, they can't help it if other teams are outbidding them, or, you know, if the bill came due. I get it. That's why I question the strategy. I don't question whether Christian Wilkins was a really good player. He was really good. He was not great. He was a really good player. I don't question whether Christian Wilkins was a really good player. I definitely don't question not paying a defensive tackle that kind of money. I just question the strategy of selecting him at the start of the rebuild, selecting that position at the start of the rebuild, and then deciding you're not going to pay him because of the position that he plays. That's what I'm questioning. And I think, and listen, I think it's a fair thing to question. Now, the whole, the bill came due for the Dolphins, right? They didn't do any kind of winning, though. I understand the bill coming due. Like the Los Angeles Rams a couple years ago. They made all those trades. The bill came due. The bottom fell out. They sucked. They won a Super Bowl. The bill came due for the Dolphins. They didn't do any kind of winning. That's the tough part to swallow. You can't say what this team has built now the last few years has worked when they've done no winning, not a single playoff victory, and now they've lost some really important guys. That's the frustrating part. And as a Dolphin fan, you're allowed to be frustrated. I mean, yesterday, I don't want to use hyperbole and say it was one of the worst days in the history of the franchise, but when you consider, finally, after all these years, the Dolphins are back to a respectable team. They look back to a competently run organization. They make the playoffs back-to-back years, which is a miracle for this franchise. There's so many of you who've never lived to see the Dolphins make the postseason in back-to-back years until now. And now, that momentum feels halted, and they lost a lot of really good players. And that part, that's frustrating because it feels like all of that momentum that we had now came to a halt yesterday. Look at the players they lost. Christian Wilkins, Brandon Jones, Robert Hunt, which, by the way, Robert Hunt, good right guard. He's a good player. $100 million, $65 million guaranteed. No, go draft another guard late. Go sign one in free agency. Not a chance. Robert Hunt, you can't be upset that he lost, that he left. Andrew Van Ginkle. See that one right there. What was it? 2 years, $20 million, $13 million guaranteed? That one I don't quite understand. You couldn't find a way to keep Van Ginkle at that price? Now, they're going to lose Xavien Howard, Emmanuel Ogba, Jerome Baker. They released those three guys. They added, of course, so far, Jonnu Smith. They did add a couple linebackers yesterday. From Cleveland, Anthony Walker Jr., not going to pretend that I know a lot about him. But Jordan Brooks, linebacker from Seattle, he's a good player. And they gave him some pretty good money, too. So, between David Long Jr., Jordan Brooks, they're getting Jalen Phillips back. What are they going to do about a pass? Well, Bradley Chubb, I assume, will be healthy at the start of the season. So, that's essentially what you're looking at as far as linebacker and pass rushers. Zach Sealer, hey, you know, Zach Sealer is an incredible value for just about the production of Christian Wilkins. Zach Sealer's the guy now on that defensive line. Still got a little bit of work to do on that defensive line. And is there a move, like a big move, another splash? Jordan Brooks, good signing. Is there another splashing move to be made? Could the Dolphins possibly trade for Legarius Sneed? I don't know. Is there a big move coming? I don't know. I can't predict the future. Like what happened yesterday with all the NFL free agency. You're listening to the show in the future. You're listening right now in the future. You have information I don't have. You may know things that I don't. I don't know. I can't predict the future. Here's something else that you got to look for. One thing that you obviously have to look for is when you're thinking about buying yourself a new car. I mean, obviously, you're looking around. What dealership should I go to? What kind of car should I get? Well, look no further. I'm here to tell you, the only place that I send you to is North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're going to find exactly the car that you need. Whatever you're looking for yourself, for your family, maybe a gift for your parents. I don't know what you got going on. But when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're going to get a relaxed indoor car shopping experience. And with an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model, you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You know exactly where to find it. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, it's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. It's that beautiful building. You can see it right off I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. You know what? Maybe you're not in the market for a new car. You just need your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models. So, whatever you're currently driving right now, you know you can get service with confidence when you stop at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Check out their entire inventory right now. All you got to do is go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. We got our favorite little hockey team back in action tonight. Tonight's a tough game, too. Panthers at the Dallas Stars. And that means, now, I'm going to be in New York City tonight, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to find a place that I could have an ice-cold Johnny Cuba if you're going to be sitting around watching the Panthers tonight in your family room, on your couch, in your underwear. You got to pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. You can pick up a six-pack at your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack this afternoon. That's how you'll relax and enjoy the game tonight. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Now, if you thought the reaction from Dolphin fans was bad yesterday when they lost the guys they lost, wait till you see the reaction when Tua signs the extension. Now, I know the numbers 50-plus million a year are being thrown out there. I don't care what the numbers are. I like Tua. I'm in on Tua. He has improved every single season. Did he fall short in big games? Yes, obviously. But he has also improved every single season. I have no reason to believe that's not going to continue. And the Dolphins have gotten the best play at the quarterback position with Tua since the last 25-plus years, since the last few years of Dan Marino's career. So I'm all in on Tua. I'm fine with it. But if you thought the reaction was poor yesterday with the Dolphins losing the players that they lost, wait until they extend Tua for the big money. The backlash is going to be enormous. You obviously have the crowd that doesn't like Tua anyway. And then when you see the money they wind up giving Tua, and you put two and two together, that not only did they pay Tua that, but it's cost them player X, player Y, player Z. It meant to having to part with some of those guys that left yesterday. The reaction when they extend Tua, it's going to be rough. There's going to be part of the fan base like myself that's good with it. But there's going to be another part of the fan base that is very, very upset with it. That, believe that, that's for sure. All right, it's Tuesday. Let's get to another edition of Twitter Jam. All right, so here's what we got for today. It's on the Dolphins, all right? First up, Brandon Jones. How about Brandon Jones? New safety for the Denver Broncos. Brandon Jones left yesterday in free agency. He tweeted out, truly wouldn't trade these last 4 years for anything. Forever grateful for the Dolphins organization for taking a chance on a kid from Nacogdoches, Texas, that wanted nothing more than to live out his childhood dreams of playing in the NFL. Denver, LFG. And if you don't know, that stands for Let's Fucking Go. That's Brandon Jones. Joe Schad. He covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. He says, the Dolphins were so right in drafting Christian Wilkins and Robert Hunt and Andrew Van Ginkle, and today feels all wrong. Yeah, I mean, now I understand. Part of not being able to keep these guys, you should be drafting guys and being able to keep and pay your own guys. And part of the reason that they're not is because of big money guys they brought in. Guys like Bradley Chubb, guys like Jalen Ramsey, guys like Tyreek Hill, guys, I get it. Marcel Louis-Jacques, he covers the Dolphins for ESPN NFL Nation, and he responds to Adam Schefter's tweet, which was, former Seahawks linebacker Jordan Brooks has agreed to a 3-year, $30 million deal with the Miami Dolphins, And of course, he's got to put on a deal negotiated by Roc Nation Sports. Hey, Roc Nation Sports, they're the only ones who make you do that. Anyway, Marcel Louis-Jacques then responds with, at the price, here is the Dolphins' Jerome Baker replacement. Former first-round pick, 513 tackles in 4 seasons for Seattle. Brooks has only missed 2 games in the past 3 seasons as well. All right, that's a good signing. I'm down with it. Look, Jerome Baker, he was totally fine. Nothing more than fine. Just fine. So, I like this move. Dave Hyde, columnist for the, South Florida Sun Sentinel. He tweets, Dave was not happy yesterday. The Dolphins go from trading everyone to trading for everyone to dumping everyone in a few years. A plan with no stability, as Monday showed. Yeah, you're allowed to be upset if you're a Dolphin fan. Dave's upset. Marcel Louis-Jacques checks in with us again here. Chris Greer's first-round pick track record since becoming the Dolphins GM. All right, let's see. Jalen Waddle and Jalen Phillips. Tua, Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghi, Christian Wilkins, Minka Fitzpatrick, Charles Harris, Laremy Tunsil. Miami has a first-round pick for the first time since 21. All right, so he's telling you there that he's really good at drafting in the first round. Let's recap it. Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, all right, hit on both those. Tua, Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghi, hit on 2 of them, major bust on 1. Christian Wilkins hit, Minka Fitzpatrick hit, Charles Harris, major bust, Laremy Tunsil hit. All right, there you go. Jacob Meschel, he is a digital content producer for Bally, and he says here, can't wait to see how Christian Wilkins trolls Tua and the Dolphins next year during his homecoming at Hard Rock Stadium. All right, I guess the Raiders are slated to play at the Dolphins. There you go. The Kevin Harlan effect. That is a just South Florida sports fan Twitter account. He loves the Dolphins. All right. And he says here, late in the season, Miami's defense was criticized for their lack of effort and tackling. Yesterday, Chris Greer brought in 2 backers with a combined 1,026 career tackles. Coincidence? Nope. And it's a picture of Anthony Walker Jr. and Jordan Brooks. Yeah, those additions were good, especially Jordan Brooks. And finally, Tyreek Hill checks in. I know Greer in his bag secretly right now, so I'm not tripping. All right, he's got the faith. But what he's telling you there, though, is he's telling you it doesn't look good, but I think Chris Greer's got a plan, so I'm okay with it. I'm going to sit back and see what he does. So, if he sits back and Chris Greer doesn't do anything, or if these moves didn't work out, Tyreek Hill's telling you he's going to be upset with what just happened. And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam.
Transform your home in 1 weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at Menards.
You know, if you were super upset yesterday, I get it. I hope you were still able to get good sleep. If you sleep on sheets and giggles, you definitely got good sleep. But if you're saying to yourself right now, Zaslo, sheets and giggles, what are you talking about? What am I talking about? I'm talking about the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets out there. If you're not sleeping on sheets and giggles, that's on you. You're missing out. I've been telling you about sheets and giggles for almost a year now. One of our great sponsors. And if you go to sheetsgiggles.com, you're not going to have to go anywhere else ever again for your bed sheets. Matter of fact, you and your family, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on sheets and giggles and never turning back. You get the bed sheets, the comforter, a pillow. You can get a eucalyptus mattress. That's right. Sheets and giggles sheets are made from the wood of eucalyptus trees. Super environmentally friendly, and we're getting the best sleep of our life. Here's the best part. If you go to sheetsgiggles.com right now, if this is your first time, use promo code Zaslow, Zaslow. You'll get 20% off your first order at sheetsgiggles.com. So if you're in need of a new mattress, mattresses can be expensive. What better time than your first time at SheetsGiggles.com? 20% off your first order when you use the promo code Zaslow. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code Zaslow, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, so I put out a question earlier today. You guys know, I like being able to find ways to get you guys involved, all right? And we do that, obviously, with Mailbag on Thursdays, but a day like today. So I asked, which of the Dolphins' free agent losses yesterday upset slash aggravated you the most? I feel like Van Ginkle is going to be the one because you look at the deal he signed with Minnesota, 2 years, $20 million. I mean, it looks like you could have kept him. And because he signed already on the first day, it's almost like the Dolphins had no interest in keeping him, that he signed right away for not so much money. Like, they didn't want to keep Van Ginkle, which is weird. I feel like that's the one you're probably going to respond with the most. So I got a bunch of replies. Let's roll through it. Let's see what you guys said. Who is the loss yesterday that aggravated slash upset you the most? Mark Levy chimes in with Wilkins. All right, so there's one for Wilkins. Miami Lawyer says Van Ginkle. Jake is my name. Wilkins. Miami Sports Guy. AVG. That's Andrew Van Ginkle. To be honest, dude was nasty. I always want you to be honest, man. You know that. Come on. John steps, checks it with neither. It's worse to overpay. All right, so John was good with not overpaying him. All right. Sneaky Pete responds with everyone. He's upset at everyone they lost. All right. Grant Stern says he's most upset that they lost Van Gink. All right. Let's see. Mike in West Palm, Robert Hunt, and only slightly. Other than that, nah. Like, I think you're upset that they lost Robert Hunt because, you know, he's a good offensive lineman and offensive line's an issue with this team every single year. But I didn't even flinch when they lost Robert Hunt to $65 million guaranteed. I mean, what are you going to do, you know? Ryan Baker says, Gink. Eddie Jesus Ochoa says, AVG. And, yeah, so there you go. A lot of votes for Andrew Van Ginkle there as the guy that you're most upset that they lost. All right. So you see this yesterday, one of the biggest names that moved yesterday in free agency, that like the two biggest deals yesterday, number one, Kirk Cousins, right? So Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, and by the way, thanks to everybody who listened to me last night with my homegirl Amber Wilson, ESPN Radio last night, thought it was a good show, a lot of NFL free agency and that whole deal. So we talked about Kirk Cousins a lot, who signed with the Atlanta Falcons. I think it's a great signing for the Falcons. You know, Kirk Cousins, if he winds up seeing all the money, like he was... Kirk Cousins essentially changed the game when it comes to free agency. Or maybe not changed the game, but he put out a blueprint that no one else was doing at the time, which signing those smaller deals year to year, every couple years. If he finishes out this deal with the Falcons, coming off of 35 years old and an Achilles injury, if he finishes this deal with the Falcons, he'll have made over $400 million in his career. That's wild. Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, very big because I think the Falcons are now the favorite in the NFC South. The New Orleans Saints are so mediocre. I understand the Buccaneers won the division. They won with nine. They won a playoff game. They won nine games last year. And nobody's afraid of the Bucs. The Carolina Panthers, terrible. Falcons. Like Arthur Smith's probably looking at it now. Why couldn't you give me Kirk Cousins? You gave me Desmond Ridder. You fired me. The Atlanta Falcons are the favorite now in the NFC South. I love that deal for them and for Kirk Cousins. The other big deal yesterday, Saquon Barkley. So Saquon Barkley signs, he gets the money that he wanted. I mean, when you go back to last year, probably not the money that he wanted, but he gets the money that he wanted with the Philadelphia Eagles. That's right, leaves the Giants for the rival Eagles. And so yesterday afternoon, WFAN in New York, Tiki Barber, former Giant Tiki Barber, he responds on the air with, Saquon, you're dead to us now. And, like, he was not serious, but he was serious. Like, he was angry as a former Giant, as a Giant fan. He probably feels he is speaking for a lot of Giant fans when he says, you go to the Eagles? You're dead to us. Now, I like when players treat the rival teams the way fans do. I want players, if I'm a Giant fan, I want the players to hate the Eagles the way I hate the Eagles, the way Tiki Barber clearly hates the Eagles as well. But here's the thing. And by the way, Saquon Barkley responded to Tiki. Responded to him on Twitter. He wrote at him, "You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me." He then continued with, "You're the prime example of loyalty to a team. I got the deal I wanted, secured more, which wasn't given to me before. So if fans are going to hate me for that, so be it. But I never turned my back on my teammates and always had theirs." Okay, here's the thing. It's not like the Giants wanted to keep him. How many times does Saquon Barkley need to come out over the last 2 years and tell everyone, "I want to play for the Giants. I only want to play for the Giants"? They tagged him last year after a whole big to-do. They didn't even make him an offer this offseason. It's not like they made him an offer and he decided to leave for the biggest offer, which was the rival Philadelphia Eagles. He wanted to remain with the Giants. And if the Giants are going to tell him, "Go fuck yourself," what kind of loyalty does he have to the Giants now anymore? I mean, if anything, the Giants betrayed him. They said, "We don't want you anymore. We don't want you. Why don't he want me? We don't want you anymore." And the Philadelphia Eagles, likely also to stick it to their rival Giants, made a good offer to Saquon Barkley and took him. Saquon Barkley owes them nothing in that spot. The same way, did I like that Jason Taylor when he was released by the Dolphins? Never wanted to leave the Dolphins. When he was released by the Dolphins, did I like it that he went and played for the Jets? No, I hated that. But I didn't fault Jason Taylor. He wants to play football. He wants to make a living. He wanted to stay with the Dolphins. They didn't want him anymore. The Giants didn't want... Why don't he want me? The Giants didn't want Saquon Barkley. I have no problem with him going to the Eagles. I think Tiki Barber's out of line in this spot. All right. You know what's not out of line? Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. That's right. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. You know how we do it here. And of course, all the big deals can be had at Caneswear. That's right. Big Deal, Not a Big Deal. Always brought to us where all the big deals are at. And that is Caneswear in Davie. New location. They moved there a few months ago. Same plaza. Same great experience. Even bigger selection. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricane items in tow. But did you know they carry an amazing selection on all of your favorite South Florida sports teams? Items for men, women, kids. You want to dress up your dog? You can go to Caneswear. You want to dress up your cat? You probably should go to a mental institution. But if you want to dress up your dog, you go to Caneswear. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami, all available at the store in Davie. 2655 South University Drive, or right now, go online, caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop. If you got Panther fever, largest selection outside the arena. Inter Miami and Messy Mania, largest selection in Broward. Hats, t-shirts, all your favorite local teams. Caneswear, it's more than a store. It's an experience. Again, 2655 South University Drive, or go right now, caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami fans shop, and of course, where you can get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, we'll start out here with Victor Wembanyama. He's having a great season. Yesterday, he's going to win Rookie of the Year. The Spurs were playing the Warriors last night. And just because he's having a great season, just because he blocks a lot of shots, doesn't mean every now and then he's not going to get dunked on.
Bucket. One more bucket or one more stop. Trace Jackson Davis. Oh! He put the entire country of France in the basket! Take that 8-foot wingspan with you!
That's a big deal. That's an excellent call from Bob Fitzgerald, Warriors Television. That's a very good call. I'm going big deal. But you know what? It's like when Alonzo Mourning used to get dunked on a lot. That's because Zoe tried to block everything. It's okay to get dunked on. I like that Wembanyama wasn't afraid about being dunked on. That's a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about on First Take yesterday, Shannon Sharp? Shannon Sharp told you. He's making kind of a weird analogy about Russell Wilson going to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But this, Can I give it to you like this?
Please.
He's on the market. No matter how fine a chick is, no matter how many Birkin bags of Chanel purses she has, if she's on the market, what does that tell you?
Well, what that might do, she
can be a dime. She can have a mansion. She can drive a Bugatti with Rolls Royce and Cullinan. If right. she's on the market, what does that tell you, Stephen
A? That tells me that somebody didn't want her. That don't mean I shouldn't. That's how I answer the question. Boo, what are you talking about? Boo, there it is. I mean, we don't know that. What's good for the goose might Russell not be Wilson good for the gander.
Russell Wilson was on the market, Stephen A. What does that tell you? If he was what you believe that he is, that you hoo hard and you want me to have on pom-pom and doing a whiz boom bow like yay go.
Is he a significant upgrade? Is he a significant upgrade to what the Steelers had last year? Yes or no?
Hold on. Baloney is an upgrade over potted meat. I don't want either one of them.
I'm going not a big deal. I will say off the back end there. Come on, Shannon. You have to be more. You have to be more willing to say that Russell Wilson is an upgrade over what they had at quarterback before. All right, come on. But the first round, I'm also going not a big deal, but it's a weird analogy. Like, you got to be careful about the idea of saying there's something wrong with a woman who is single. All right, you gotta be careful with that kind of stuff. Come on, Shannon, you know better. All right, and finally, big deal or not a big deal, Russell Wilson signing with the Steelers yesterday. Speak on FS1, the star of FS1. Here's Joy Taylor's thought.
The difference between what they are now and what they were last year is now they have a real chance to compete in the postseason because they have a quarterback, which, by the way, we're talking about these other teams and the moves that they've made. Does it make them contenders? A lot has happened with Russ. A lot has happened. And recency matters. But if we're going to talk about it, we got to talk about everybody else in the same vein. Russ is a Super Bowl winning quarterback who has played in not one but two of them things. Okay? Right?
Yes.
He has been the franchise quarterback, the face of an organization. He has been the leader of that team, not the reason why, but the leader of the team. He has played at the highest level for many, many years. We're talking about moves that other teams are making as if those quarterbacks are making them serious, who have done nothing close to what Russell Wilson has done in the postseason. I know recency matters. I'm not disregarding that. But we are not applying the same level of recency to the other moves that are being made around the NFL today. It's a little unserious.
Yeah, I'm going to go big deal. And, I already told you. I think it's a great fit for Russell Wilson, but he has to go in with the attitude of this is your chance to resurrect your career. You're not the Russell Wilson from Seattle. You're not even the Russell Wilson when you got to Denver. This is your chance to keep your career alive. Excellent job there by Joy Taylor. Of course, that right there was another addition, courtesy of where you can get all the big deals. Haneswear. Get your South Florida sports teams you root for. Get all their apparel, hats, t-shirts, a whole lot more for all your favorite local teams. Haneswear. It's more than a store, it's an experience. Just south of 595 on University on the west side, 2655 South University Drive. Go to Canesware.com. Canesware is the spot. South Florida sports fans shop. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Yes. All right. So tonight we got the Panthers. Tomorrow, the Heat. ESPN game, the Heat. Denver Nuggets. Finals rematch. But tonight, first things first, Panthers-Dallas starts. Very tough game. Will Kyle Okposo debut for the Panthers? I think so. Vladimir Tarasenko in his second game a few days ago, Saturday afternoon against Carolina, had a pair of goals. That was exciting. Aaron Ekblad's out for a couple of weeks. That sucks. They're going to be okay. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Like I said, no show tomorrow. We'll be back on Thursday with another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.